Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
For those of you not familiar with the designations, a Gen Zer would be someone born between 1997 and 2012, which would make them between 13 and 28 years of age. And I got to tell you, there's been some pretty strange things said about Gen Zers, some traits they're exhibiting. Joining us to talk more about this is Brenda Seary. Brenda is a hiring expert. In fact, she is the president and CEO of Corporate Connections with 20 years of industry experience in talent acquisition. Brenda, in acquiring talent for your clients, do you find that we've actually got these young people who just fear talking on the phone with telephobia?
I do, yes. They absolutely prefer text communication over phone communication anytime.
What do you think causes that? Is it just because they can text, they do, it's easier, it's less stressful and not quite as nervous, and you get to think out your thought before you send it as opposed to just speaking extemporaneously?
I do. I think that's a lot of it. It sort of gives them a little control, right? They can make sure that what they're saying sounds better than if they were in a conversation with you and have a fear of maybe stumbling over their words, right? So I do think it adds a level of control to the conversation on their part.
So what happens when you get an employee with telephobia? I mean, is there a way to help them overcome that?
I think it depends on the circumstances. I think if you have a remote employee, it's really easy for people to communicate on chat platforms within a company, right? There are several different platforms that could be used, Teams being one of the most recognized. And if you're a manager and you've got an employee working from home, you can just reach out through Teams, ask the question you want to ask, and no conversation has to occur. However, if you're in an office, that adds a level of strain to these Gen Zers because they are going to be forced to have more of those face-to-face conversations.
I had no idea this was so prevalent. I've got some callers that are texting me now, and one says everyone that she works with is telephobia, and I asked if they were Gen Zers. She says, yeah, and their job is to sell stuff. How do you sell stuff without talking to people over the phone?
Right? It's unfathomable what's going on. But I think back, I have a child who is a Gen Zer, and she, you know, that generation sort of is the first one who had cell phones, you know, for communicating at such a young age, where anyone, you know, millennial and above didn't have them so early on. And my daughter would text me from inside the house, and it made me so angry. I'd say, you can come talk to me. So I don't know if some of it is, you know, just learned behavior from a young age. And now there's just such a level of comfort with that, that they're really struggling to have face-to-face conversations.
I witnessed a group of teenagers at a high school football game. They were sitting on the same bench directly across from each other, and instead of talking, they were all texting.
Isn't that amazing?
And the ball game was exciting, and that was totally out of the question. But they were sitting there texting each other almost face-to-face, you know, instead of speaking.
Right.
I've got another text here that says, my Gen Z 16-year-old daughter has telephobia. She can only talk to her friends and close family comfortably on the phone. Anyone else, it's like pulling teeth.
Right. Right. I think it's so interesting. I know I grew up in a generation where we had, you know, phones on the wall and long cords. And I remember sitting and talking to my friends for a long time and playing with that phone cord. And you know, it really, it was just different generationally. And I can imagine, you know, what your viewer is saying, that that it's very hard to have conversations if they're not comfortable. And there is a level of comfort that comes with texting, like I said, because they feel they have more control over the conversation.
Here's another one that says, my 26-year-old daughter is afraid to make a phone call, and she works at a theme park, so she deals with people all day long, but will not make a phone call. So I guess speaking person to person, she's okay. But when it goes through a phone, maybe there's something there that makes them nervous and afraid to do it. I don't get that.
I don't get it either, to be honest with you. I think it's absolutely scary to think about the fact that there's a whole generation of people who are afraid to verbally communicate over the phone.
And you would think that, you know, maybe teachers should really concentrate on that. You know, they always say that one of the biggest fears of people is public speaking, that they're just petrified. Mm-hmm. And now maybe it's also moved over to the telephone now.
Isn't that something? Yeah, it really is. I know I have a part-time job as an adjunct professor, and I teach master's degree students. So they are at the higher end of Gen Z. And they... a lot of them, you know, one of the things I make them do is stand up and give an elevator pitch to the class. Let everybody know in a matter of a couple of minutes who you are, why you're here, what your plans are for the future. And I'd say 90% of them are terrified to do it, shaking the whole time they're doing it, you know, and it's just an epidemic, I think.
Yeah, well, you know, I've also found that, you know, a lot of times if you get a young person, maybe a Gen Zer on the younger end, and they've got a fear of speaking, if you let them speak about something they're passionate about, I know some kids that are just crazy about hunting and fishing, and boy, they'll just rattle on with that, but try to get them involved in any other conversation. It's difficult, but maybe that will help bring them in. Brenda, if you would, stay with me for a second. We're going to take a traffic break. We come back. I want to find out more about what you do as talent acquisition, or the business that you have, the corporate connections. And also, we're listening. I got some more texts coming in. If you know someone that has telephobia, it's kind of a new thing, fear of talking on the phone, or phone call anxiety, you can text us. You don't have to talk. Just text us. 504-260-1870 is our talk and text line, but in this case, we'll accept the text. We'll be right back. But first, let's take a look at traffic with our traffic reporter, Joe Cardosi. Joe, how's the roads looking? All right, back with Brenda Seary. She is the president and CEO of Corporate Connections with over 20 years of the industry experience in talent acquisition, and we're talking about something she deals with her potential clients, and that is telephobia. And Brenda, I had no idea it was this extensive. I've got a whole list here of text messages that are coming in, and this one, and I'll share them with you. One says, Gen Xer here. It's not a fear of speaking on the phone. It's that some...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
People are bullies when they speak, and I want the option to either ignore you or get my thoughts together to tell you off. Phone calls are annoying. Here's another one that says, phone phobia is very annoying. My secretary sends texts or emails to clients when I need immediate attention. I usually have to pick up the phone and do it myself. Her job, honestly, is in jeopardy because of this, but she doesn't correct the problem. Maybe she's listening. Another says, I have an 8-year-old currently whose school teaches them drama to help prevent this kind of phobia that Gen Zers are having with communicating. Another says, so many conversations about generations involve a generation criticizing the generation they raised. And yet we've got, it goes on and on. It says, every time my phone rings, though I've had a cell phone for at least 20 years of my life, as I've gotten older, I imagine the gut feeling I get is in some small way how people felt when air raid sirens rang out during World War II. Another has a question, don't they still teach speech in high school and college? But I don't know that teaching speech is the answer, because on the phone, it's different than face-to-face communicating. Brenda, it's for real, and I don't know, maybe we're in jeopardy of losing communication skills. Tell me about what you do with the talent acquisition. Let's say Don calls up Brenda and says, Brenda, I need somebody to do phone screening for me. Do you find the right person for me, and especially one that can't talk on the phone? We wouldn't need them.
Yes, that's exactly what I do. So I am officially a headhunter. So my job is to help my clients when they have very specific roles that they need filled. In the case of a phone screener, my client would give me a job description, and I'm sure that job description would be very clear about the fact that people have to be able to talk on the phone, that they have to be able to be empathetic and patient. And I would create a list of interview questions, and I interview every person face-to-face. I don't do phone interviews, and maybe that's easier on them, but it's my job to decipher if they have those skills and ask them very pertinent questions to find out if they could actually do that job before I present them to my client.
Got it. Wow. Well, thanks for joining us and talking about this and bringing this to our attention. I do think that, you know, definitely we've got, I think it should need to be reversed. Yeah, a lot of these people make very good arguments why texting is better. But, you know, there's also something lost in the text, and that's the voice inflection. And the way you say things have different meanings than the way the written word is. Don't you agree?
I agree with you 100%. And I would encourage, you know, people that are listening today that are parents of, you know, children to adults in the Gen Z range, spend more time talking with your kids face to face. When you're together, maybe start playing board games with them instead of letting them go off and play video games. I just think that the art of communication really starts at home. So I would encourage parents to communicate more verbally as well.
Thanks for being with us, Brenda. Enjoyed the conversation.
You're welcome. Take care, Don.
All right. Brenda Seary with the Corporate Connections. All right, we'll be back with more of the Tommy Tucker Show. I'm Don Dubuque, filling in right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.